Recorded books and one-click digital present. Anxious. Using the brain to understand and treat fear and anxiety. By Joseph Ledoux. Narrated by Jonathan Davis. Preface. When I completed my previous book, Synaptic Self, which was published in 2002, I wasn't certain I wanted to write another book for a general audience. I had gotten the idea that the way to really have an impact on the field was to write a textbook in my particular area, behavioral and cognitive neuroscience. My agents, John Brockman and Katinka Mattson, urged me not to, as did my editor at Viking, Rick Cott, each of them warning me that I would regret it as a publishing experience. After struggling with the project for almost a decade, I had to admit that they were correct. I discovered that the textbook format was far too restrictive. It had to be fresh and innovative, so long as it was just like every other competing book. After each chapter was reviewed by a number of teachers from a mix of universities, colleges, and junior colleges around the country, I began to feel little connection to the edited text that was resulting and concluded that my role was more to be a name on the cover than to actually drive the content. A few years ago, I ran into Rick at a reading by our friend Roseanne Cash, who wrote Composed under his editorship, and he asked with a wry smile, "How's that textbook going? I've been waiting for you to bail out of that and do another book with me." I was thrilled that he was still interested in working with me, and I negotiated with some help from Eric Raymond my way out of the textbook and prepared a new proposal for Katinka. Anxious was the result. Rick loved the idea, and so here we are. Anxious is different from my other books. While The Emotional Brain and Synaptic Self can be thought of as a series of connected essays that hang together around a single theme, in Anxious, each successive chapter builds on the previous ones to argue for a new view of emotion, especially the emotions, fear, and anxiety. Although the book is called Anxious, fear and anxiety are completely entwined and must be understood both separately and together. As an overview, here are the key points that Anxious addresses. First, the science of emotion, and especially the science of fear and anxiety, now finds itself at an impasse, dictated by the way we discuss emotions in relation to the brain. For example, researchers use words like fear to describe the brain mechanisms that cause rats to freeze when in danger, and also to describe the conscious feeling that humans experience if they
Sample complete. Ready to continue?